Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Can you feel it?
Hit it.
How? How you feel, brother?
Feeling good.
You feel good?
Feeling good.
Play so much bone, brother. How you feel, man?
I feel all right.
I call your name. I don't want no people to know you're in here. How you feel, brother? We're gonna have a bunch of good times. We're gonna have a bunch of good times. We're gonna have a bunch of good times. We're gonna have a bunch of good times.
Let's take them up, Fred.
We gotta take you higher. Ow! All right.
You wanna do it again? You wanna do it again, huh?
Hey, 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 we got to take it higher. Time to have a funky good time. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Tuesday's edition of Kale's Corner. On the day it's supposed to be at the time we supposed to be. What's up, Lady T?
What's going on, DMV Kale? What's happening, baby?
Man, listen. The popcorn in the pot, the juice is in the cup with the ice, and I'm ready to get it in. Yeah, talk about ready
let's
to get
do,
it in.
Let's do this.
How was your weekend?
Oh, man, bruh. I had a full weekend, because, you know, the fight was the weekend, so we went to that.
Okay.
You know, we had an amazing time there. And when we came home, we just kept the party rolling, and we just had a ball because we had no grandkids. So it was all about, you know, hubby and I. So we had a good time.
Oh, ain't that sweet. Ain't that too sweet, man. Listen. Reese and I, you know, we used to have those weekends. I don't know. I think I'm about getting too old or something. You know what I mean? Because Reese and I used to have those weekends where we would just sneak away and, you know, not worry or have a care for at least one full day. You know, be it Saturday. Because Sunday, I got to watch my sports on Sunday. It's just basketball, baseball, football. It's just something about Sunday, the TV, Sunday dinner. I'm a sucker for it. You know what I mean? I love it that much.
Okay.
Yeah. So you know, and my boys played Thursday. So,
yes, they did.
I didn't get a chance to watch them Sunday, but I had an opportunity to watch everyone else. And girl, Tree,
what?
I am loving the fire stick, man. I'm serious. You know.
Hey.
Call me late bloomer or whatever you want to call me. Stitch and stones will hurt my break or shape something. Stitch and stones ain't going to bother me.
Stitch
and
stones will break my bones.
Okay. Yeah, that one. I was just able to go through every game and, you know, it was as if That state was my hometown, and I was just enjoying it. I was like, oh, man. And I knew Debo, amongst others, would be like, welcome to the year 2000, Father Time, and all that. My buddies, they forever clown me about, you know. But I'm saying, I'm a particular individual, and once I get something the way I like it, it's hard for me to you know, switch up and you know, try something else.
So change is hard for you.
It can be sometimes. It can be sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes. And yeah. So kudos to who the heck ever invented the fry stick, because your boy loved it. You talk about your boy loved it. You know what I mean? And like I said, it was Sunday, and I really Washington wasn't playing, so I had a chance to watch everybody all over, and it was just like, wow, I didn't realize that, you know, I could see every game like this, you know? It was something else, you know?
It was amazing, huh?
Shut up, Chief.
Okay.
I enjoyed it, dagnabbit. I enjoyed it. All right.
Well, come on
today,
in and welcome to the new world.
You know? Hey, you know, it's intriguing. It's a beautiful place. Yeah, I thought about
it. I can't with you.
And it's new all over the place, all everywhere. But anyway, on today's episode of Kale's Corner, we will be... No, let me stop. On today's episode of Kale's Corner, we're going to discuss the MLB playoffs, the ALDS and the NLDS surprises and unexpected happenings in each series. We're also going to discuss the NBA's top 10 head coaches. Y'all know we're going over these top 10 lists. It's time to do the coaches, and maybe it's one or two surprises in there. You know, we'll get to it, you know, once we get there. Golden State Warriors have made the news by extending Jordan Poole and Andrew Wiggins. We will discuss it, and I want to know what you guys think. We also have Lady T revealing her winner from week 6. Yeah, baby, Lady T's pick. We got to talk about that.
Yeah.
We discussed the weekend. It was for week 6 in the NFL. I'm telling you, I dubbed this week, Trace, Shocker Week, because some of these games, if these games did not shock you, you're just not interested in football. I'm serious. I mean, some of these games were just like, wow, how? I never would have thought that. You know what I mean? So, yeah we're going to discuss that, all these topics, and so much more on today's Kale Corner episode. You can join Lady T and the Online Corner crew on Facebook at Kale's Corner, or live in studio with Lady T and DMV Kale at 563-999-3782. And listen, I'm telling you, man, we do this show to have fun. Everybody know that. So y'all be ready to have some fun when the clock starts. Can I say that? Yeah, when the clock stops, be ready to go. All right, I'm going to take a small, quick one, timeout. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. I'm going to take this time to say hello to the online crew that is joining us. Say hello to the studio folk waiting to do their thing, and we'll be right back. All right, all right. I hope y'all jammed on it a little bit. I know I did. The MLB ALDS, the Yankees and the Cleveland Guardians, game was postponed due to rain yesterday. So we're not going to know exactly where they stand until later. They're playing right now, and the score is
0-4 Yankees.
0-4 Yankees. So I don't want to say top of the third, 0-4 Yankees. Lady T, you got to keep me up on that, okay? Because I did see that too, that score. So yeah, hey man, the Astros swept Seattle, so the Astros are waiting for the winner between the Yankees and the Guardians, Braves and Phillies. Phillies beat the Braves, y'all. The Phillies beat the Braves. And Dodgers and Padres. Padres beat the Dodgers. The Padres beat the Dodgers. Can
the best
y'all
team in baseball is out.
Yes, is out. They gone, man. They are no longer here. They are no longer
here. They are
here.
On the couch.
It's like the roll call in school when the teacher get to Treats here, DMV Kale here, 57
Dodgers.
Not here.
Right.
The Dodgers are not here, y'all. I can't believe it, man. I cannot believe it. If you would have asked me at the beginning of this NLDS, I would have said the Dodgers going to handle the Padres. Well, it was a gentleman's sweep, and both of the games in the NLDS were gentlemen sweeps. The Astros is the only team that just took it to Seattle, man. I mean, they gave them all they wanted. You know, they gave them all they wanted.
Shea said the Dodgers out.
Oh yeah. Without a giz out. Yeah, that's
right.
They out without a diz out, no doubt. So, but you know what? I think it was the pitching. The pitching and the timely hitting of the Padres that made the difference in this series. I'm telling you, because it seemed like when the Dodgers really needed it, it just wasn't happening for them. The Braves as well, with the Phillies and the Braves as well. And I'm going to tell y'all, if y'all had a chance to watch that Philly-Atlanta series, tell me your man Bryce Harper ain't on a mission. Bryce is on a mission. Do you hear me? Bryce, like, them Mammoths won the year they traded me away. I got my money. Now it's time to do some work. Now it's time to put in some work. And you know what?
Yeah.
Contrary to popular belief, I've never had ill feelings or bad feelings about Bryce Harper. Bruh, if you can get that money elsewhere, go get it. Go get it.
Right.
And yeah, congratulations. Hats off. You know, I can understand the financial move that you made. If I could say that, you understand, everybody understand what I'm saying. But yeah, Bryce is playing like a man on fire. He's playing like a man on fire. All right, let's go to the phone. I'm sorry, Lady T, you have anything you want to add?
with the Braves and the Dodgers, it wasn't only just the pitching. Like they they had like minor errors, like one or two errors, and then you can't have none. You can't have none, like zero. You make it have one, and that got to be early on in the game. And at the Dodgers, it was like late in the, I think, eighth or ninth. It just blew wide open, and you know. Man.
Wow.
I mean, Mookie is young, and I like him. Team, the whole team will be back, the Dodgers, which I hate because ain't nobody leaving.
Right.
You know,
right.
They all will be back. You know, so that's just something I'm going to have to deal with again next year. But for them this year, it's kind of bittersweet for them only because of the, like I said, I like Mookie. And, you know, kind of like Mookie, too, because I know he was a little sad when they was, you know, gone. But it is what it is. And I already told y'all, they weren't going to, it was going to be Houston. I'm telling you, Houston.
Well,
look out
thing
for
about
Houston
it.
And look out for the Yankees.
Okay.
If they make it.
Okay. Well, one thing we can say about baseball, when a team wins, it's usually the better team that wins. It's normally the better team, the team that's actually putting it all together. So, you know, as much as we love Mookie Betts and the Dodgers, the Padres was just putting it all together. They just had it all squared away for them. Let's go to the phone.
Okay.
Brother Lou, how you do? What's up, Lou?
All right. Well, I don't know about you guys, but I'm shocked over this weekend's playoff games. I mean, look, who would have thought the Phillies, you know, were going to be Atlanta? I didn't see that coming. I mean, they're the last team to get in, and they're still here. And the Dodgers lose to the Padres, for crying out loud. I mean, what? The Dodgers had them on the ropes all year, and all of a sudden they choke in the playoffs. Okay. did hell freeze over this weekend that I didn't know about?
Hey, something froze over. Something froze over, Lou. Something had definitely frozen over because, again, I'm like, what old lady did the Dodgers lead out in the traffic? Or I mean, what bad ball did they put out there? What happened? Because like Tree said, they were the best team in baseball. They were the best team.
How do you manage 111 wins? How do you manage 111 wins in a season and still lose to the Padres, for crying out loud? A second rate banana team.
Hey,
that's
why I love sports. That's why I love sports, because you can be prognosticated to do this and that and the other, but at the end of the day, we have to strap up, get on that field, and do what the sport requires you to do. And like I said, in baseball, when a team loses, it's usually because that other team just had their number, had everything to go together, and was doing their thing, you know? So, hey, you know, we've seen that before.
Yeah.
It's not the first time we've seen that, you know? Ain't gonna be the last show. No.
Yeah.
007. What's happening, bro?
Hey, sitting like a baseball king up in here, looking at this Trey Turner, looking at this Juan Soto, Bryce Harper. About to put on my Bryce Harper jersey tomorrow, the All Star break jersey.
Oh my goodness! He's going it up over
I got all three of them up in here. I got Soto I'm looking at right here. Got Trey Turner right here. Bryce Harper in the closet. I'm about to put them things on tomorrow.
I can't with him.
What?
Oh boy.
But
great baseball series though.
What about this Dodgers Padres series surprised you so much? Because myself and Lou have all elaborated on this series. What say you about this Dodgers Padres series? What do you think won it for the Padres?
Machado having a awesome series.
Right.
You know, the pension is good, and thank you, Sister Therese, for reminding me. You got Josh Bell, you got Juan Soto there. Not much more to say. They have something to prove. And I was about to say to y'all that the Dodgers is an accident waiting to happen, but they won the World Series 2 years ago. I don't know if y'all going to count that or not.
No, we're not.
But
no, we're not. I mean, do we count snowstorms from the past? No, we got through it. We moved on.
I do.
No, we're not counting that.
I just need clarification. That's all.
That's why there's a new champion every year. That's why. So the sport will never get stagnant. But go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward for this Phillies and this Padres. I mean, if you're a national fan, like you have to sit like a king. It's like it's something like a phenomenon right now on the National League side of things.
Yeah,
and I'm feeling good about it. You know,
I'm not because I'm looking at all the players that were national players dispersed amongst the Phillies and the Padres, and it's bothering me, man. It's bothering me, you know, because they still supposed to be home. They still supposed to be here with us, man. Our ownership gave up on this team before the team gave up.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that bothers me. Our ownership gave up before the team came up. That's all I wanted to say. Go ahead, please.
No. That was me, Jeff and the Gun. I was. It was like an echo in my phone, so it was like you was already finished. So I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean to, you know, try to rush you. Mm-hmm. I was just saying. Eric was saying that all our nets that ain't nets is out there playing. And it, you were saying what you were saying. That's what I was trying to say, what you were saying, the same thing, that all of y'all nets are playing, and they wish them well, but they wish they would have stayed home, you know.
Yeah, man. Don't nobody want their team all over the place. You know,
we need to talk to Scott Boras about that, because that dude got his hands in them. Bryce Harper, Juan Soto, you know, that's he asking for like $28 million for 28 years for between both of them. It's got 13 years for Soto, 13 years. Y'all get the message. And, you know, he asking for big money. And you know what? You is job right. I mean, it do hurt me, but I can't, you know what I'm saying, let, you know, me seeing or playing for other teams, and I ain't gonna say I have no choice, but I don't mind supporting them, but it do hurt, but seeing them on the other team, you know, about to make their way to the World Series if they win, you know, one of them gonna make it to the World Series. I mean, it does sting a little bit, but I ain't going to hate on their success. I ain't going to do that.
Yeah, and that's the part of moving on. That's a part of moving on. It's a reality that we just have to accept as Nats fans. But I just wanted to reiterate that point, that the learners, the owners of the Nationals, gave up on this team before the team was ready to quit, you know? So if we're going to be upset at anybody, if we're going to be upset at anybody, it's going to be the Learners. It's going to be the Learners because they gave up.
Right? I have one more thing I wanted to say.
Go ahead.
Before y'all get any players again, get in the T-shirt. Don't get in the jersey. Because every time, about 4 or 5 years from now, they always be gone. I get my players. I got this Carson Wentz in the T-shirt. I paid $37 for a reason.
I can't.
Bruh, let me take it a step further, okay? This is what I do, DMV Kale.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I don't buy jerseys of anybody younger than me, okay? And the reason being is because they bounce around and switch teams on the normal. So if I buy a jersey, it's Daryl Grant. What's the boy name? Sean Taylor. I'll buy a Sean Taylor jersey. It's old school players. I'm not buying nobody new school stuff. I'm just not, because they switch up so quick, and you can't be mad at them. It's the business side of sports now. So, before I have a jersey that I can't wear or that I'm hanging up on my wall prematurely while the guy's still playing for another team, no. I buy all old school, bro. So guess what? They'll never be traded. They'll never switch teams, and they're going to always be in that jersey, as far as I'm concerned. So, yeah, that's the way around that. 787,
good advice.
Who are you?
Yeah.
787, I don't want to give you a whole number out. 787 going once. 787 going twice.
Well, let me tell you what Justin said while we wait. Oh, there we
go.
Hey.
Hello.
Scott, is that you?
Hey. Hello.
Hey.
What's your phone?
Hello. Unmute your phone, 787. Well, dang, if you had the phone on mute, we wouldn't be able to.
Well, I'm just sitting over here in Colorado on a flat rock eating a moon pie. I just thought I'd call in and say this. Say hi to everybody, because I beat Covis.
Hey, Kirby. What is Kirby? What
hold on, man.
Hold on,
Kirby.
Kirby, how do you have a 202 number, man? What you doing, man?
You don't worry about what I got, what I ain't got. You ain't paying my rent, my car payments, nothing. I just called in to tell on Ronnie, because Ronnie said, I know CPN, CPR. And I said, well, I know the whole alphabet. Yeah.
Wouldn't call
it's Kirby filling out Yummy Motor Pool.
Kirby. How are you doing? I miss your phone calls, man.
What? Yeah, I know, man. I've been sick in the 3 dogs, man. I just that COVID done knocked me down, but I tell you what, I got back up. Yeah.
As we expect you to. Now, hey, look, stay around, Kirby, because we're going to have a conversation about our Washington football team here coming up in the next hour. But just stay around for me, Kirby. All right?
Okay.
My man, I'm sorry, I cut you off. Go ahead, Kirby. I'm sorry, I cut you off. You were saying?
I said, put me on hold. I got these grandkids run around here like a bunch of wild Indians, you know.
Wild Indians. We can't say wild Indians anymore. Oh, Lord. We put Kirby off. Let's go to my brother, Tank. What's up, Tank?
Hey, Tank.
What's up, Kale's Corner family? What's up, big bro? Much love, respect. Hey, Kirby, I heard that. I like that one, Kirby. What's up, 007? Hey, Miss T.
What's up, man?
Oh, somebody said indigenous persons.
Right, indigenous people. That's right.
All right.
Y'all
know it's always joy on the Tuesdays and the Thursdays.
Oh, man, I can't complain, man, on this beautiful day. It was a little chilly out there, but it's we good, though. We're going to hold it down right here on this corner.
No doubt.
Yeah,
no
doubt,
bro.
How you feel about the MLB? We talking MLB right now.
Oh, man. Y'all know how I feel.
Yeah,
my
your
man,
y'all.
Oh, man. Yeah, but, you know, like I said, you know, Padres grabbed Bell and Soto. So I guess I'm going to jump on that train now. That's just how I'm going to ride it on now. I'm going with the Padres. But you know I'm upset with Mookie now. I don't know what was on their mind. They just...
Why didn't you give
him
a call or something? Why you ain't calling?
Because, see, I only got direct calls out Austin, y'all. I don't have no direct calls out L.A. Just Austin, Texas.
Oh,
that's the only
place.
Allow me to introduce my co-host, Petty Lady P.
Yeah, that's that LA phone. That's a different phone line. I don't call out there.
She was thinking about y'all. He won't raise that long distance bill. Nah, he ain't gonna do that.
I ain't mad at him.
Hey, but look, I'm gonna say this. We like you said, between the Phillies and the Padres, somebody that left the Nationals team will be in the mix here. For the World Series. So, you know, let's just find a way to enjoy it. Even though Mookie Betts and those guys are gone, let's just find a way to enjoy what we're about to see with the remainder of this MLB playoff. It looks like the Yankees are going to take it. Yeah, it looks like the Yankees are going to take it. Versus the Guardians.
They came on 4 o'clock, right?
They're on now.
The Guardians just scored, Kill.
Yeah.
The Guardians just scored.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, the Guardians scored. It's the bottom of the fourth. It's
1-1,
Yankees.
Okay.
All right, we got two more hours, y'all. We got 2 more hours of baseball. This a long game. The bottom of the fourth.
Was the series tied?
It was tied 2-2. They got rained. They were rained out last night, so you know they had to get it going again today. We should know by the end of this corner episode exactly. Who the Astros will be playing? Will it be Yankees or will it be the Guardians? You know, my money on the Yankees. I'm gonna just say that right now. My money on the Yankees. I don't think baseball.
Yeah, you've been playing with the Yankees since day one. Keep on riding.
I don't think baseball can handle two of their top teams going out in the AL and NLDS series. You know what I'm saying? I don't think baseball can handle that, man. So my money, huh?
I know I can't.
In the Mariners.
All right, bet. We're going to take a quick one. 563-999-3782. When we come back, my man Marcus. Yeah, Marcus going to get up off of that thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Let's do it.
Oh. I'm back. Get up off of that thing. You better get up off of that thing and dance to you. Sing it now. Get up off of that thing and dance to you. You better get up off of that thing. Try to release that pressure. Get up off of that thing and shake to you.
Hey, welcome back to Kale's Corner with your host DMV Kale and Miss Lady T doing her thing like she always do. Well, at this time we're going to bring my man Marcus in. What's happening, Marcus?
What's up, family? What it do?
Hey, Marcus.
It do good, man. And you know why it do good. I'm holding it, man. Look here. I'm like a kid.
Hey man, don't even. You love
I'm
your
like
brick.
A kid on, boy,
you love
I.
your brick.
Do I?
Your
do
brick.
I.
Your brick name Taylor Heineke.
Okay.
Love him to death.
Listen.
But anyway. Yeah. You gonna get into?
I got something to talk about after you finish this one, brother.
The health tip. Let's get into the health tip. Let's stay professional.
All right, man.
On target.
All right, so let's talk about man stretching, man. I really wanted to bring up this topic. A lot of people just overlook stretching as a whole, and you think when you get a good workout in, that's the only time you're really supposed to stretch when you go running or doing something like that, and that is completely not true. You need to stretch every day. You need to stretch when you're not doing anything. And as you get older, you got to think about your body like a well-oiled machine that needs to be oiled more frequently. It's like a car that needs more revolutions, more oil change. You got to turn them wheels over if you need it. You have to stay mobile. But if you're not as mobile as you used to be because you're getting older, you have to stretch. You got to do more to the body, just like that car. You got to go for more frequent oil changes. You got to do a lot more to the body to make sure that you're on point. So let's talk about benefits of stretching. You want to improve your performance and overall physical activities. It decreases your risk of injury, right? I know sometimes you could be doing nothing and all of a sudden you done injured yourself and you're like, how did I do that? I ain't even do anything, right? Lack of stretching. Help your joints. Stretching helps your joints to move through their full range of motion, which also helps you not get injured. If you're not going... having your body or your muscle, your ligaments moving in its full range of motion, you get injured because it gets tight. And a lot of times you could be sitting around and you catch a charley horse just from a side movement or something that you normally weren't doing. And we'll get into that as well. Stretching also increases muscle blood flow. All right,
mm-hmm.
And what that does is basically, when you don't stretch, the blood can't flow through your body the proper way. One of the most important things about stretching, I know a lot of people like, if you like me, you don't really have that much time to work out. You know, you work a lot. You know, you're busy. As you get older, like I said, one thing you got to remember is making sure you stretch the proper way. There's two different types of stretching. Mm-hmm. You got you got static, and you got dynamic, all right? I'm a firm believer in dynamic stretching, which is stretching while moving. It's a moving exercise. Basically, you're getting full extension on a joint, something like jumping jacks, getting the body warmed up. These things are basically that exercise like that is a dynamic stretch, even though it's an exercise at the same time. All right, yoga also can be dynamic. Yoga, any kind of full range movement can be a dynamic stretching. Bending reaches, stuff like that. And pretty much, man, that's my topic. That's my tip.
So I've heard that jumping jacks,
yeah,
while they are dynamic stretch, they're not really good for a workout because your body, your muscles are all unbalanced. It's like they jump and giggle. So you're saying, you know, start up. So you're saying to, you know, that's not a problem. Not nothing to worry about.
No, what I'm saying is making sure that you do the right thing for the right type of exercise. I'm gonna give you a case in point. If you get ready to go lift weights, right? If you're going to lift weights, you don't want to do a static stretch. A static stretch is pretty much just stretching your arm across your chest, pulling your arms out. Basically, that's a static stretch without any movement, not warming your body up first, right? Your joints are meant to protect. You have bands and ligaments around your joints. And what happens is you don't. When you're going to lift heavy weight, you don't want to stretch those out. You want to protect your joints. So instead of stretching those joints before you actually work out, that's how you get tears. A lot of people don't know that. You do want to warm up, and that's why I say do a dynamic stretch, something that gets you mobile. Full extension, as opposed to actually pulling on those bands, because what you can do is when you pull on them like that, without warming them up, without getting that mobility going, getting that heart rate going, you can tear something. A lot of times,
okay,
when you see football players on the field, there you see them moving while they're stretching. Very seldomly do you see them staying in one place.
Mm-hmm.
You see that?
Jumping jacks is hard on my knees. Like that's why I don't run no more. Because running is like hard on my knees. So jumping jacks is hard on the knees. So what kind of stretching? Because I stretch a lot. So if you can give me different stretches to do, Go ahead.
So let me tell you, there's always a modification to every movement. So you could do jumping, you could do the jumping jack movement without jumping, right? But like I was saying, there are several different dynamic stretching. So what I mean is, like I said, dynamic stretching are basically moving stretches, where you're moving and you're getting full range of motion with your body while in transit. That way you're getting your heart rate up, you're warming your body up as well. You see what I'm saying? So when you're doing a jumping jack, you're normally jumping off the ground, but you don't necessarily have to do that. You could just extend your arm and extend your leg and then go to the other side. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Okay.
So from that standpoint, you could take the shock off of the knees, off of the joints, you know, and that's another thing. A lot of people, like today, let's just say you haven't worked out in a month for whatever reason, right? But before you stopped working out, you had a consistent pace, right?
Mm-hmm.
You think because you had that consistent pace, you could just start going running tomorrow.
Yeah. Mm-mm, no, I don't think that.
And no, I'm just giving an example. You know, I know you.
I know.
Yeah, I'm just giving an example. A lot of us do that. A lot of us do that, and that's where the injuries come in. And you get little small tears. You get little small tears. You got to build your body up. Like I said, the body is funny because you can feel as young as you want to feel. You can feel great. But if you lack the consistency and the consistent movement, right, you got to warm her up. That's why I recommend
you
dynamics.
You want somebody to rub you out all night.
Oh, boy.
What?
Oh,
wait a
boy.
Minute.
No, I'm saying, no, not like that, y'all. I'm talking about the...
Oh, yeah.
I had to hit you with your own joint. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
What happened here?
Wait a minute.
No, guys. Hey. I was saying,
okay.
I was like, if you don't, right? No, because you'll need
all
the massage to
rub it out. Rub it out. Hold on. Wait a minute.
FCC, young FCC. Stay listening.
I can't with y'all. Right here, let me know where all of y'all mind be at. This right here, let me know that y'all just ain't worth nothing. Y'all ain't worth nothing. Let me just say that right off the break. I'm going to laugh with y'all. But y'all ain't worth nothing.
You caught me on fire, y'all.
Go ahead, Marcus. I ain't paying them no attention.
So look, but nah, honestly, to be honest with you, and that's funny because that brings up another topic, you know, when you start talking about extracurricular activities as a married man or married woman, and we get into some exercise in that room. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same ordeal. A lot of times you could catch a Charlie horse in the middle of that situation. You need to stretch. You need to stretch.
In there.
You got to get prepared. And that's what I mean. We get older and we think that even when we was young that would happen. So that just lets you know you got to get your body prepared for just about everything you get ready to do.
Wow.
I'm not even I'm not even saying nothing else for the rest of this health tip. I'm going to let y'all have it.
But look, I'm glad you brought that up though, Trees. Because look,
I didn't bring that up, sir.
Yes, you did.
We're gonna take a quick break, and we'll be right back. 563-999-3782 is the number. Kale's Corner. We'll be right back.
It's good time. My friend, feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me.
NBA time, hey, but you know what? Hold on, I'd be remiss if I didn't welcome 57 to the program. What's up, 57? How you doing today?
Uh-oh, hey, 57.
Oh, man.
Take your phone off the mute.
take your phone off mute, 57. Okay.
All right. Listen.
My phone's on like that, man. I'm using my head. Something wrong with my headset.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, so. But anyway, what's happening, everybody? How y'all doing?
What's
all
going
right,
on, bro? What's going on?
All I'm going to say is this.
57.
I'm sorry, Kel. Say that again.
No, that was me. I said that control headset is gone. Janet Jackson joined that joint old, man.
Man. Hey, man.
Uh-huh.
You ain't got to tell nobody I'm still using that equipment, bro. Hey.
That's right.
You ain't got to tell nobody. Hey, Tang, that ain't right, man. That was supposed to be between me and you.
Okay.
That was a good segment, Marcus. That was a good segment, Marcus. I enjoyed that. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, we all did.
Now I'm back there again.
You done threw him off, Tang.
Hey, listen, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. At all. The whole time Bill Winston's friend used me up, I was over here in tears, man. Still laughing at that comment. Anyway, NBA Top K coach by Josh Cohen again. I want to go 10-1 or 1-10. Which way? Let's go 10-1. Okay? So
okay.
At number 10, we have Doc Rivers with the 76ers. At number 9, we have Tyronn Lue. We have Tyronn Lue with the L.A. Clippers. At number 8, J.B. Bickerstaff with the Cleveland Cavaliers. At number 7, Taylor Jenkins with the Grizzlies. Number 6, Monty Williams with the Suns. Number 5, Nick Nurse with the Raptors. Number 4, Billy Donovan with the Bulls. Number 3 is Greg Popovich with the Spurs. Number 2, Erk Spoelstra with the Miami Heat. And your number 1 NBA head coach is Steve Kerr with the Golden State Warriors. That sounds about right, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's bring in Darius. Darius, I'm gonna beat your mother to it. Take your phone off mute, Darius.
It was already off mute. But hi, everybody, though.
What's up, bro?
What
are you about
to do? That list sounds accurate, though. But if you're talking all the time, yeah, to me it's accurate.
No.
But if you're talking all the time, you have to move, Coach Pop up a little bit. But if they talking about just this year, I feel like
just this year,
just this year,
yeah. 2022-23.
I'll probably move Monty Williams up a little bit, to be honest.
Right,
that's
right.
The one with the Pistons, right?
Monty Williams with the Suns.
Okay.
Taylor Jenkins is with the Grizzlies.
Right.
I would move Monty Williams up as well. I think he should go right after Billy Donovan with the Bulls because I look at Golden State, Miami, and Pop. I think Pop is just at number 3 for longevity, what he has done over the his whole basketball coaching career. So you can't move him. But at Billy Donovan, between Golden State, Miami, and the Bulls, their team seems to always be relevant come playoff time. So you can't move any of these guys. But Nick Nurse with the Raptors before Monty Williams with the Suns. Now, I know the Raptors have turned it around and they're doing their thing, and I give them their props for that. But I don't know about the Raptors being before the Suns. Now, the Grizzlies, Cavaliers, Clippers, and even the 76ers
yes, I'll put Nick Nurse and his Raptors before those guys. But Monty, like, yeah. just like you,
I think they're doing it because he
want to
ring. I think they're doing it because he want to ring.
But if y'all just said that, like when D-Mar just asked the question at the beginning, was they doing it just for last year or are they doing it on their overall career?
Oh,
so we can't look at Popovich. We can't say Popovich get to stay there because of what he did back in the day. We only going to what they did last year. That's why I believe that Monty Williams should be in front of Popovich just on this list. Because if y'all saying it's just for last year, Monty Williams going to be in front of from last year, if that's what y'all telling. That's what we're going off.
Yeah. That's true. Somebody got music
on the dog. Yeah, I agree. I don't argue that point at all, and I can see where you're coming from with that.
Right, and I'm not saying Monty Williams over Popovich in the whole career thing. You know that's what I'm not saying, though. But just from last year, that's what they right. All right.
Got it.
Yeah.
I think you compare it last year to this year.
Just
one year.
We're
talking about just this
current year. Yeah, I agree with it. But you can, like he said, I would move Monty up, though. I definitely would.
Number six is not the right position for him. Number six is not the right position for him. I think he should at least be in the top five. At least, you know.
Right, exactly.
You know, and now,
So, other than
that, you know, we have an agreement. You know, Golden State number one with Steve Kerr, Miami with Erk Spoelstra two, Popovich three with a question mark, Billy Donovan and the Bulls number four, Nick Nurse. Number five with a question mark, Monty Williams. Number six with a question mark, the Grizzlies, Cavaliers, Clippers, 76ers. Now, has anybody else noticed somebody's missing from this list?
Who
say you is missing from this list?
Doc Rivers?
What'd you say, Therese?
You talking about the Lakers coach?
No, I'm not talking about the Lakers coach.
No.
And I give the Lakers
coach. Oh, the Celtics coach.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you know
I
that.
I don't
think
he has the coach yet.
No, he's gone.
I mean, he's got the interim.
If this is from last year, as we all said, then why isn't Udoka on this list?
Exactly.
I think he's a better.
I was about to say, yeah, because he's not coaching this year. Maybe because, you know, he's not going to be coaching this year. So there ain't no.
Yeah.
And they don't know who's going to be coach. I mean, they know, but they don't know what he can do yet.
I think Thibodeau could have been in there. He did a great job with the Knicks last year. He did a great job.
And forgive me, y'all. Forgive me for asking this. What team again does what's his name, man? The tall brother, Giannis Antetokounmpo. What team did he play for again?
Milwaukee.
But
yeah, the Bucks.
Why isn't that coach in the top 10? He's gone further than Doc Rivers.
That's true.
With the 76ers. Well, I mean, didn't they just win a championship?
Yeah.
That's true. I agree.
He's better than Nick Nurse with the Raptors. And I'll even step out there and say he's better than Erk Spoelstra. Because Erk Spoelstra did his thing when LeBron was his player, was one of his players. And he did his thing with D-Wade, Erk Spoelstra, with Miami.
Gotcha.
Really, outside of that, what has Erk Spoelstra done?
Man, it's saying could be early yet, though. be honest.
I'm ready to say, Eric Spoelstra, man, when they thought they was going down that year, he built that team up in that straight year. And everybody was like, well, I guess the Miami. He never fell off, bro.
I think he's a better coach now than he was when LeBron was there. I just think he's a better coach now than he was when he had LeBron. I think when he had LeBron, he just basically rolled the balls out there.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say that because you see his coaching now.
Any coach that has LeBron on his team, that's going to be the statement on him because everybody thinks LeBron is the coach, no matter what team. And as Tang just said, with Steve Kerr and the Golden State Warriors, I think he just rolls the basketballs out there and let them do their own thing.
And that's what I think. I mean, I think anybody that goes to the Golden State right now, that's what they're gonna be doing. That's a great team. Steve Kerr took over for Mark. What's his name? When he left that team, that team was a great team. Mark Jackson. Steve Kerr just took over and went right straight to the championship and been there ever since.
But y'all also know when you have a great team, you can do that. What coach didn't probably roll the ball out? If we think about all the way from Bird to Magic to Jordan, who didn't roll the ball out some days and just let them boys run?
Yeah.
When you got a great team, you can do that. Because that's why Miami was able to do it. At the time, they had a great team.
Sometimes you got to manage them teams, though, bro. You got to manage those personalities.
But that's why I said that some games they rolled the ball out and let it do it. I know they have to manage. I didn't say all games. That's why I say every great team, you can roll the ball out to any of them and let them run it. But like you say, not every game because they have to be managed some games.
I was about to say, all these teams y'all talking about have a system, though. They're just not rolling the ball out. It's a system. If you watch them play, it's a system. So
we know they're not rolling the ball out, but we're just saying that we know that that's how it feels sometimes when you got LeBron on the team. But it's been going on with all the teams. Been going on since the
80s. That's just like street balls. When you pick up and you got the best team, sometimes you ain't got a call.
Exactly.
Just go play defense and run the floor. You don't need all that. Play defense, rebound, and run the floor. Sometimes it's all you have to do against some of these teams.
That's
you
it.
Don't run a team
that's
off the floor.
Some of these teams weak. Especially if they weak.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, if you got all the great players, you're going to run them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just thought it was funny that a Telecompo's head coach wasn't on this list, and we can say Udoka isn't on this list because of the suspension and all of that, but this is from last year. This list is primarily from last year because these coaches haven't done anything this year. So if we're going to go by last year's standards, then Udoka belongs on this list, man. I understand. With all the talk around him and the suspension and everything, why they feel it's not good to kind of reward him, I can understand that. But facts are facts. And if you look at that Boston Celtics team and how these guys played for him, you know, you can't really poo-poo that. You can't. And then with Antetokounmpo, I can't remember their team. What is their team?
Milwaukee.
The fact that they just won a championship and you don't even have them on this list, they're not on this list? Wow.
It was 2 years ago. It was 2 years ago when they won their championship.
How long ago?
They didn't win that championship last year. It was 2 years ago.
How long ago was one with Miami? How long ago was it when Irv Spoelstra won with Miami?
Exactly.
I can't remember how long. I can't remember how long ago it was. He's had Miami up there. He's been a better coach. He's been a better coach than he was when he had the team with LeBron. I'm not going to take anything. I'm not. Just me. Take anything from Spoelstra because I think he's been a good coach for Miami.
I'm not
taking anything from Spoelstra either. I believe he has been a good coach. And he's found ways to keep his team relevant. But when you're going to say top 10 best of the best and not add a coach that was recently a champion, it's something crazy about
it. Is that list based on what they think is going to happen this year? Is that based on what they think is going to happen this year?
No.
Yeah.
This is last year's. Because they haven't done anything this year yet. No one's done anything this year. So,
well, I thought it was a projection on what they thought team coaches or what teams were going to do this upcoming year. I thought it was a projection. I didn't know they were already ranking who's the best coach ever and all of that stuff.
Yeah, exactly. But see, that's 57, that's not what it is. It's not the best coach ever. It was just the top 10 coaches from last year, the 21.
Okay, I thought it was projection. Okay.
That's what
it is.
Yeah.
And Mark has made a point. He said that's why basketball should stay in basketball business and not people's personal lives. Well, the only thing that I have, that's a good statement. But the only thing that I have against that is Udoka was messing around at work. He was messing around at the organization's workplace. And that's not good. That's not good at all, bro. So, you know, we can say basketball is in their personal lives and all of that, but at the same time, he was, you know, dipping and dabbing at work. Come on, okay, come on, Marcus. Go ahead.
Hey, bro, can I say something real fast, bro, on that? I don't think that it was because of the – I think it was because of who the person was he was dipping and dabbing with. Because
It had nothing to do with him doing anything at work. It had everything to do with who he did it with.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Go ahead, Marcus.
And see, and that's my point. Like, listen, the actual punishment don't fit the crime. The actual punishment don't fit the crime at all. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That was very, very – look, I have this issue with every – the basketball league and the football league. All the leagues where they try to make these people the president of the United States. You're trying to hold them up to all of these moral compasses, these kids with moral compasses that they can't even live up to. They can't even live up to it. They doing all kinds of stuff in the dark that their PR team is covering up and all that kind of craziness, and they cover each other butt until they cross the wrong line like this one.
Exactly.
And this is what I'm saying. This has to stop, because listen, what you do against in your personal life is your personal business. Honestly, the only thing that affects the game itself, like anything that affects the game. So if you're taking a steroid, right, that will enhance your ability in the game, yeah, you should get some punishment for that. You should get some punishment
for that.
If you're taking something, you putting something in your body that affects you in the game, the ability, then somebody should say something. But other than that, bro, how many women I choose to cheat on my wife with is my personal business. Let me speak to that. All I'm saying is, yes, he should have got in trouble for that, right? Yes. For a whole year, he got suspended? He got suspended for a whole year. And we're talking about a man, like we just said, he's a winner. He's not no bum. He's a winner.
Let me tap on to what Marcus is saying. Let me tap on the back of that. When do we air out all the business? When we start doing that? Boston ain't never Boston ain't never been an organization that tell all the business.
They still
never.
They didn't tell all the business.
How did it get out? The organization had to have told someone for it to get out. That's what I'm saying.
Boston told all the action tree. They didn't tell all the business.
It's still named.
And I agree with you. The actions got out. But there are still names that are being coveted and not spoken in this action.
What's her name?
You know why this
exactly.
is?
Exactly.
He was going to get suspended, so something had to be told. They had to say something anyway. He won't go be on the bench when the season started. So they had to say something.
57.
They had to say something. They're
going
to get out anyway.
He's messing with
somebody's wife. He's messing with somebody's wife within the organization. It was going to get out.
What I'm saying is it ain't have to be them for it to get out. What they could have just said was he's taking off this year for personal reasons. Period. Boom. It's done. You ain't have to get to air that man's own business out. That's what I be trying to say about us. We tell everything.
They started off with his personal reasons. And the media got, I'm sorry.
What I'm saying is every time it's, they got to drag it through the mud. We got to drag it through the mud. Ain't nobody dragging Brett Favre through the mud, and he just stole all his money from the welfare people. They reported on this one time, and nobody heard anything else about it.
He had a sex scandal in traffic ring.
That he was a part of and still is a part of. Nobody said anything about it. Nope. They reported on it one time, and that was it. Mm-hmm. Like, let this man live. He made a mistake.
That should not have to cost him
his whole entire life, is what I'm saying. It should not do that. And we shouldn't be the ones that's pushing him, putting a dagger in. Like, okay, he made a mistake. Let's move on.
Come on, 57.
Everybody entitled to their opinion, and everything ain't got to do with black and white all the time. This man made a mistake. Fraternization can get you fired, not just get you suspended, get you fired. You know.
Yeah.
He's up there making all that money, and so they came out with personal reasons. The media went and found out everything else and came out with it. But why would they deny when it was true and get yourself in deeper when they find out the truth?
If he didn't want it to happen, he knows the rules. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
He knows the rules, sis. Let me finish.
Absolutely.
He knows the rules.
Absolutely.
He signed the clause said no fraternization, and he went past that. And not only did he go past that, but the reports are that it was somebody within the organization's wife that he was married to.
Didn't she go past it too?
You know,
so
he's lucky he still got
his
job.
Did she go past it too?
Can I say something?
Yeah.
She's above approach.
Exactly.
Because of whose wife that she is. That's the only difference.
She is, exactly.
Go ahead, Mark.
But she had to sign a contract, too, if she's an employee. She had to sign that same contract that he signed. She got to sign it, too. She's an employee, they said. They didn't say she was his arm candy just coming in the ring. She was an employee. She was getting a check. So
she had to sign
that same piece of paper that he had to sign. No fraternization. Everybody got one.
Well,
I want to know her status. I want to know everything. They don't need to tell who she is. She's not going to be out there coaching when the season starts.
That's true, 57.
Think about this one point. You're saying you want to know. We already know everything about Udoka. So what they've done is all they're going to do. Saying that these women need to be checked and these women need to be brought to the light that were involved, they're not going to do that.
Yeah.
They've already shown us that they're not going to do that. Come on, Marcus, you're going to have the last word on this because we got to move on.
Listen, man, this whole thing that's been going on within it, people knew that he was doing this already. This wasn't no secret. This wasn't a secret. They put it out. They put it out for multiple reasons. And I am of the belief that they did that because once you put this out like this and she's been having an affair, now she gets no money, bro. This man can divorce this chick, and unless they got kids, he can be done with her. And this is when the color comes into play. Had he been a white man, let's just keep it a stat. Had he been a white man, it wouldn't have got handled this way.
That's my issue.
They don't care. They don't care about his career and where it's going.
Right.
Even though he did what he did, even though he brought them a championship, and be taking them almost there again all the time. They don't care. So that's what there is a part of this that is white and that is color, right?
He brought them to the same room with the trophy.
And the man is a winner. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
he's a game
changer. But my one point that's really like bothering me, you suspend him for a year and say word it as if you're going to bring him back and have him a part of your organization with everything that you're doing this year to keep him away from your organization. And it seems to me like the only reason they're doing that, Marcus, is to mess with his career. It's to mess around with the man's career. And I don't think that, and we know he has children. We know he has children. And I don't think that that's fair. I think that shouldn't be allowed to be done. You know, come on, man. You make a decision. You've suspended the man for a year. Why all this indefinite and all of that mess? Because guess what? You're still going to have to pay him. You're going to have to pay him once the suspension is over with. And you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that.
Amy's not married.
Let the man move on.
He's not married. He had a girlfriend. He's not married.
Well,
let me tell you, she was with it. In any state,
if you're living with a woman for a certain amount of years, you are married. Yes, you are.
Hey, Kev, that don't work, Kev. I tried it.
You're looked at as husband and wife. I don't know how old the phone you tried it, but if you call to
common law
today, call today and look it up. Common law, yes. They are married. They're considered a married couple because they have lived together more than 5 years. I'm telling you, that's
listen,
my
dad, y'all ain't married. Let somebody die, y'all ain't murdered, and see what happens. Watch how calm it is.
Exactly.
That's all I'm going to say.
I know when
I'm
we playing
it.
Chess.
I'm going to leave that alone.
And when we playing checkers.
Because I know that ain't true.
I know that much then. And you need to realize when the game has changed on you, you ain't playing checkers no more. You playing chess.
Okay.
So you better know the moves
sir.
When you get into the game. And he knew the moves when he got in.
Yes, sir.
Hey, great point. Great
Go
point.
Ahead.
And that's going to be our last one, y'all. Great discussion. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back. When we come back, football time.
Like I'm touching a ceiling. When I wish you I can't breathe. Boy, you do something to me. Ooh, I'll never get over you until I find something new to give me high like you can do, yeah. Ooh, I'll never get over you until I find something new to give me high.
Come on,
Randy
T. Are you?
Well, Tom Brady need to hear that song.
Well, I need to hear.
Boy,
you gotta bring me in on some go-go. Okay, I can do
that.
You got
this.
Right, I got this.
That's all you doing. That's all you
doing.
The hee-haw.
Doom doom doom.
Oh,
doom doom doom.
Doom doom.
I
doom doom doom.
Okay, so listen, guys. 57, you crazy, but I love you to death. I ain't lying. Listen, y'all.
Thanks, man.
Listen, I'm going to throw myself under the bus. My school was trash, y'all, because there were so many upsets, guys. Okay, so let's go ahead and start this. We got somebody with only three picks, y'all. 1, 2, 3. Mm. 007. I'm sorry, babe. You know I love you.
That
I'm
made
right
my stomach upset.
Four. Listen, I'm right behind you at four picks. Me and you. We just suck. We just sucking on week six. We just sucked on week six. But guess what? I got four picks. Tang got five picks. Let me go ahead and give you a little list for seven picks. I'm going to start with Reese, go on down to Lou, and bring it on up with the host of the most DMV Kale with seven picks. Eight picks, we have Cat all alone by him lonesome self. Then we got Betty coming in at nine picks, guys. Betty did better than all of us. Then, if you haven't heard your name, that means you might be the winner. Ugh.
Doom, doom, doom.
Okay. At 10 picks. So listen, guys. This is where it gets funky at, right here. We got 10 picks. But listen, if you go back and listen to the show on Thursday, somebody fell asleep on the show. So they didn't finish their picks. Right? Remember, y'all, we was calling his name. He never picked. Okay, so 57. You never finished your pick, so I don't know what your score was.
What you mean I never finished my picks?
I
gave you a score and everything.
Wait a minute, sir. I went back and listened to the show twice. Me and Tane. We listened to it just so I can know what I'm talking about. Because I know money is involved. We called your name 17 times. You didn't say anything. You was mute. So that leaves 10 picks for Biscuit. I mean, 57. Sorry. And 10 picks for Darius, leaving Darius to be the winner.
Not my mama Biscuit.
Wow.
If you want to go back and listen to the show, it's never going to be deleted. It's on the show. I listened with four ears, four of them. I was trying to see, you know, did you make a pick, and you didn't.
I'm sorry I abandoned the Steelers.
Me too. I'm sorry I abandoned a lot of people this week. I am so sorry.
How y'all doing? It's all good. Okay. It's all good with y'all abandoned picks. It's all good. I'm here. How y'all doing? Y'all good?
It's Darius.
Congratulations to Darius.
Congratulations,
all y'all.
All I'm going to say is I'm smelling fish. I'm going to leave it at that. I'm smelling fish, though. But that's cool.
Reese, is the fish I'm cooking? Fish. Is the fish cooking, Reese? Reese said
nah,
you
ain't
fish.
No fish cooking.
That's why you smell it.
Nah. Nah.
Listen, let me tell y'all something. If y'all smelling anything, the tape is up. All you got to do is listen to the tape. Go back and listen to everybody pick. Write them down for yourself. That's why I say everybody get a pen and paper. Write it down just like I'm writing it down so y'all can keep score like I keep score. Y'all ain't got to call me for it.
Yep.
Anybody can keep a score.
Where's my pen?
That's right. Every Thursday, you guys have pen and paper ready. Have your pen and paper ready because I don't smell anything over here.
Hey, Miss T.
Go ahead, Marcus.
Miss Lady T. Hey, I can't get over the fact that I know 50 Cent really would have cursed like out on what? He would have cussed like out on. He kept that joint in like out.
I'm trying
to hold it in, right? But I can't. Hey, 50 Cent. Hey, Biscuit, you mad as a mother.
Hey. 57 dog hung up, right? 57 dropped the call. 57 got out of
the call.
It might be
some
truth to that. He might want to be cursed for real. It might be some truth to that, you know? I do remember his name being called, and he was saying nothing. He did not respond, and he was snoring. So I do remember that.
But listen, y'all know me. I do not cheat. I do not lie about this. It is what it is. I only got four. If I was cheating, I'd win every week. I don't do that. Whatever you tell me it is, that's what it is. That's what I write down. I try to be as honest as I can, as possible. Yes, Mark.
You wouldn't cheat Biscuit anyway. You wouldn't cheat him anyway. That's brother. That's funny. Yeah.
I wouldn't cheat nobody.
That's a joke. Oh, man.
He
was so mad.
We're going to take a quick break, you guys.
The number
five,
is
563-999-3782. Hey, Marcus, you the devil, man.
Thank you.
Man, they ain't even get to the part I love on that joke. My partners ain't hurting that for certain. I love that part.
Man.
Hey, like Tree said, man, it was upsets this week that's just unexplainable, man. I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Green Bay and the Jets. I'm talking about well, you can't. The Giants have been playing good, hot football the past couple of weeks. So maybe them defeating the Ravens isn't that much of a surprise, you know? Maybe it's not as much of a surprise as we would think it is. And I think when it comes to teams like the Ravens, we're so entrenched in their football tradition that it would surprise us that they're losing to a team like the Giants. Can we say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lamar Johnson made a bonehead play on that play, man. Why are you going to throw that ball like that? Like, throw it between three defenders like that. That was dumb. He threw the game away.
He's doing the minimum.
Exactly. Exactly. Y'all want to play around with me
y'all
and my
play
money,
around?
My
yep.
value? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to go out the door where people are already saying, because you know Lamar Jackson's people have already talked to certain teams. And they've already guaranteed, you'll make that.
I remember when you said that, too. I remember when you said that last time, and I went and checked it out. Him and Belichick definitely has exchanged some words. And I believe this is what y'all said. When Miss T said that, too, she said he just walk out at the end of this year. Like, y'all ain't want to do nothing. I don't even care what you're giving me.
Yeah.
I'm gone.
That's
I'm gone. Yeah.
It's
because
Kraft
going to sign that check, baby, with no problem.
Oh, yeah.
What? Sign that check, make him a Super Bowl champion, and give the Ravens the 990 boo boo with the tongue stuck out and the hands in the ears. Trust me.
Can I ask do y'all really think Lamar Jackson fit that system?
Who?
Yeah.
The
Ravens? I think money.
Yeah.
Belichick is a football coach. He could make anybody fit his system. He gonna play to their strength.
Right. That's what he asked.
Okay. So have we ever seen Belichick with a scrambling quarterback, a quarterback with legs, successful?
No.
I've been
in Massachusetts for like 15 years seeing Belichick. I never seen him with a scrambling quarterback. That's a great question right there. No, Tom Brady's all they had.
But I'm getting ready to say, before Tom Brady, you had Main Man. Both of them was who they were. So, yeah, we haven't seen him. But do you know what he can do with Lamar Jackson?
I never had
no scrambling quarterback. He going to make Lamar Jackson a beast. He already a beast. He going to make him way raw than what he is because of who he is.
Every day, there are people who've never driven a Lamborghini. When you give them that key and they get behind that wheel, they learn real quick. And one thing we can all say about Belichick, when it comes to football, he's a genius.
That didn't have no household names have household names when they was in the Patriots. And when they leave the Patriots, like Branch, when he left and came back, he wasn't nothing when he left. But when he came back, he was right on point with the Patriots.
Yeah, because he was trying to ask for extras when he was an MVP in the Super Bowl. And Robert Kraft was like, nah, you ain't going to get paid more than the quarterback.
Just telling you, man, that man is a football coach. And if he get Lamar Jackson, I'm telling y'all, be back to see the Patriots winning some more Super Bowls. Believe me.
Mm.
Tampa had the Tahoe Heat too. Because, you know, in the New England press of football years, they had a tight end.
Hold on, 007. 007. Hold on, 007. Because Darius been trying to get this out for a minute. Go ahead, Darius.
Now, I was just about to say, just how you were saying how a person get behind a Lamborghini and they learn how to drive it quick. They know how to wreck it quick, too, just like a Henry Ruggs. Going too fast, crash out. So that goes both ways.
Yeah, but it's not like
Belichick. Belichick don't have no. Belichick don't have his mind. That's not the mind Belichick got. I don't care who you put up against him. Belichick don't have that. Let's go fast mind. His mind is, let me see what this young boy can do, and let me see how I'm gonna work him in the system. And this is exactly what we gonna do. That's what Belichick do. Belichick ain't gonna get in that sucker and say, let me haul ass down the highway at 190, and I know I really can't control this joint. That's what Belichick don't do.
Let me find out his strength, build on his strength, and then attack his lead. That's Belichick in a nutshell. So the Ravens can play around
in the NFL. If it was any other coach in the NFL, I would not be going so hard about this right here. But Belichick, he just know what to do with every player that he gets, man, to me.
Yeah.
Stay hungry. That's a coach that stay hungry.
Let's bring in. What's up, Debo? What's happening, cousin?
Hey, what's up, cousin? What's going on?
What's up? No, this is not Diamond. This is my cousin, Dirk. This is my cousin, Dirk. What's up?
Hey, Debo.
What's up, everybody? What's up, y'all?
What's up, Debo?
Ain't nothing, man. I'm sitting here listening to y'all, man. I think Lamar going to Miami, man. He already said he wanted to go home. The writing already on the wall. The writing already on the wall with Tua. You know, we don't really know how he going to be after this concussion. They told him they didn't even suggest him coming back to play no more. So we don't know how he going to be at the end of this season. I'm telling you, man, that's where he going to end up. He already said he want to go home. He want to go to Miami. And with them weapons he got down in Miami, and they ain't going to be enough for them, man. With Tyreek Hill.
That would be. Oh, yeah. That would be the key to that.
Oh, my
goodness. Great.
That would be a nice place to see him at, man. But I don't know if y'all already talked about Heineke, man, because I just got in the car, man, leaving work, man. But what y'all feel about that, man? I just feel like, man, we already seen this movie before, man.
You need to talk to your cousin, because he got his head in the clouds with his Heineke. I love my brick. This guy,
It's too much business with Heineke. We tried to bring in Fitzpatrick. Heineke had to end up finishing. He didn't have a bad season last year. He just didn't have the weapons that he has this year, that he's going to have this year. This year, we bring in Carson Wentz. Big lumble bumble umbringing home the bacon ass.
They didn't do their homework, man. Yeah. They didn't do their homework when they brought him in, man, because
That was Ron Rivera.
Hold on. Yeah.
Who pounded on the table for Wentz. Go ahead, Marcus, I'm sorry.
Now look. Kale, you know I have not had a football conversation with y'all yet. I haven't been able to about this team. And I've been talking to Kale about this team from the beginning, right? What I'm trying to explain to y'all is about this team, if you don't give any one of those quarterbacks a O-line to protect them, they're not going to be able to do nothing. They're not going to be able to do anything. Let me tell you this. Heineke, like you said, we seen this before. The reason why he didn't do well is because once they start scheming for Heineke, they shut him down. If you remember, he became a dink and dunk quarterback at the end of the season. They shut him down. They know his weakness. It's not just on Turner, bro. He was in the D league for a reason. He was in the opposite. He was in the different league. If he was that great, he would have already been in the league. I'm not saying Heineke is not good. He's a good backup quarterback. The future of the NFL is sitting on our bench.
No.
The future of the NFL Sam Howell is sitting on the bench.
And
I'm not.
Can I say this?
Right now, man. Not with that O line, man.
Listen, I've been telling people this all week. Oodles and noodles. We put the oodles and noodles in the microwave for 5 minutes. You don't put it out in 2 minutes and try to eat. No, you let that whole 5 minutes go by before you try to eat. Why? Because you let it cook. It's the same thing with this quarterback, man. You let this young man get in his game with this ill-prepared, untrained, undermanaged offensive line, and there will be hell to pay.
You're right, Kale. But, Kale, that's why you address the situation right now, knowing that this boy is that you about to make a decision. Everybody knows you can't play without an O-line. So fix your O-line woes. We're right here at the trade deadline. Fix your O-line woes and put your future in the game.
Exactly.
And the only way for him
I
to cook,
know why,
way,
I want to know why we got rid of Flowers.
Come on, Kirby. Let him know, Kirby.
It all starts with the big guys up front. And I tell you what, I'm really mad about in the Titans game. First and goal, and
whoa,
we aren't running the football. I don't care if you only got 1 second left.
Exactly, Kirby.
The first play.
That's what I say.
Yeah, the first play, at least should have been a running play. That first play.
We didn't have no timeouts, but we could have came to the line and spiked the ball.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Why are we talking about Commanders anyway? Let's talk Eagles. 6-0. Y'all never gonna be anything.
Oh my goodness.
I told you.
They're going to be a drive-by tonight.
You can't say nothing about Washington, man. Remove that tattoo, you're able to say whatever you want to say. You should have never let me know that you're about to put him again, big girl. On your skin
and in your soul.
You should have never let me know.
You a commander, baby.
It's an eagle over there.
It don't mean nothing. What color is that eagle? Okay.
Green.
Okay. He's resting on burgundy and gold thread. Go ahead, Chief.
What's going on, like Charlie Murphy?
Now, see, I was wondering why that child don't pick his titty until everything is said and done. And you just explained it to me. I was wondering why he don't pick his titty until everything is said and done. So now the burgundy and gold is for the 49ers.
Oh,
my goodness. Poor thing. Come on, Tank.
We gonna hear what the Eagles gonna do, man. It don't really hurt that bad, man. They ain't nothing. They going back and forth with Rush and Dak, man. Oh man, we should have kept. Man, Dak is their quarterback. Dak is their quarterback, man. Rush had a couple of games, man. Cowboys been winning these games from their defense.
He's doing his job.
And when they played a good team, he got exposed. He got exposed when he played a good team.
I want you to put this on the nose.
That's exactly what it is. Dak could be back, though. Yeah. I know you're a Commander fan, but you hit it right on the nose. We need that.
Trees,
we need that. 20-plus point. 28-plus
I want you to snap this. I want you to snap this. Because I said it. I want you to remember this. Heineke is going to get hurt. And Sam Howell is coming in the game.
He's going to be running for his life. One thing about him, he can run. He's going to step up in the pocket and he's going to run. He's going to be running for his life. So I don't know. That's possible. He can't get hurt because he's going to have to run.
Without him, he's going to run. He got a worse O-line than last year.
He's going to keep more plays alive and have better results than Carson Wentz in all six games he's played.
Hold on.
Watch what I say.
Oh, I agree. I agree with that, except the big play. Except the big play.
You know what, this whole show, you know what I've been watching? Watching the football highlights. I don't know what type of football this man can throw that deep ball because I've seen several 60-yard passes to Terry McLaurin, and I'm not talking about running the ball, I'm talking about accurately thrown passes for over 60 yards.
Or that was what he ran.
No, he threw the ball over 60 yards into the end zone, bro. Yes.
I'm watching him right now. He had a couple deep passes, man. But he's not that guy. Yeah, he's not as accurate. He's not as accurate as Wentz. He's not as accurate. Wentz is going to put some balls in some tight pockets. It's just that Wentz is a statue, man. He looked like a wounded giraffe out there running, man. He's dead. He can't run no more. He's done. They should have never picked him up. I don't know what they was looking at, man, when they drafted him. I don't know what they was looking at. I don't understand, man, when they went to go pick him.
I don't understand how they gonna say they want a franchise quarterback where they have a franchise quarterback sitting right on the bench and we talk about Heineken.
My man. Thank you, Double O.
That's contradiction and hypocrisy to its fullest. As a Commanders / Burgundy and Gold fan, I am pissed. Cause that's what my brain.
Y'all stay pissed. Y'all stay pissed.
Don't act like Washington fans.
I'm not acting like anything. What I'm saying is, This is y'all conversation. This y'all conversation every year. That's what I'm saying. Let me finish.
And
this y'all conversation every single year. This is y'all conversation. Y'all make problems where there are none with quote unquote y'all quarterback. Was there nothing wrong with the quarterback that y'all had? Y'all had to go make a problem there.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all don't have no O-line always. Y'all defense is iffy. So, I mean, what are we talking about?
I remember. No. My defense isn't iffy. My defense is number four, ma'am. My defense
y'all
is
like
number four.
Number 24. Y'all like number 24
in the league. And we're not saying anything that the Cowboys fan didn't say when Dak
Prescott.
We're not saying anything that the Cowboys fan did not say when Dak Prescott hurt his team.
Y'all
know with the Cowboys, man. They play with y'all emotions every year, man. Y'all
I'm not
get hype. Oh,
fan.
Man.
I'm a 49er fan.
We going to the Super Bowl every year. Super Bowl. You know, I like Mike Carson, man.
No, but what I was saying, Debo, is Redskins, the team itself, not the fans. The fans be terrible.
Organization.
But
the organization.
Some crap,
yeah.
They make problems.
It start with Daniel Snyder. Yeah, you right.
They make problems where there are none. That's number one. What I mean when I say about the quarterback. Y'all just
That's
one of those
true.
Teams that every year you try to make something be a problem so you can stay relevant. I don't know what the issue is, but you can't never
it's
get it together.
Function.
Look, y'all done got rid of Kyle Shanahan. Thank you. Y'all got rid of LaFleur. He over there doing it. I think he won the Super Bowl. McVay.
He won the Super Bowl.
Y'all had all the winning pieces. Y'all had all the winning pieces. And can't never do
LaFleur
nothing with
coaching
them.
Why
we keep talking about Redskins, Washington Commanders?
Because my name is DMV Kale, and we're on Kale's Corner. That's why.
Aren't we going to talk about it regardless. I'm not saying like that. I'm just saying, why are we talking about the same issue with them? That's what I'm saying.
No.
We have to talk about the same issue.
No, we're not. We never talked about Heineke actually coming in and taking over. Now we found out
the third time.
I'm talking about quarterback, period. I'm just saying, now it's a quarterback issue. Last year it was a quarterback issue. Year before that, it was a quarterback issue. Year before that, it was a quarterback issue.
We have a quarterback with injury. And don't talk about quarterback issue. Don't talk about quarterback issue, Tree.
Jimmy D!
We wasn't even playing. We wasn't even playing. Yeah. And y'all had quarterback issues. And we talked
about
it.
We didn't have quarterback issues. We just didn't know what we wanted to play. We had two good quarterbacks, and we don't know which one to play. So our quarterback issues are good problems. They are good problems. Because most of the quarterbacks
Jimmy G's backup
are good.
Who's Jimmy G's backup?
Purdy.
Who?
Hey.
Hey,
who? Who's
phone is that? Whose phone is that?
Who's outside?
What are you doing?
There's somebody outside.
That ain't my phone.
I thought Marcus was outside. My bad, Marcus.
Yeah. Okay, I got it. Go ahead. Go ahead.
What was the name again? The backup name again? I ain't hear it.
Purdy. What's y'all backup? Before you even answer that, who is y'all quarterback? And then tell me who y'all backup is.
So my franchise quarterback is Sam Howell.
You wish.
Hey, but honestly, y'all.
He's going to come off the bench. He's going to be our franchise quarterback.
Yeah. He is, and that's what I love the fact that I'm arguing about a top top-notch quarterback sitting on the bench. We haven't had
– and we all going to be eating chicken.
Listen, hey, Treece, that boy, honestly, Treece. He is not – we have not had a quarterback of his caliber since RG3.
So what about Kirk Cousins?
And
so
he vouched for him, and RG3 vouched for him.
No, Kirk Cousins is good. Don't get me wrong. Kirk Cousins. I would have rather kept Kirk Cousins. But he's not Sam Howell. Sam Howell.
This is a bold statement that you're making about a Sam Howell that hasn't played not one down in regular season yet.
I do know that. What I'm telling you is what he is able to do, you have to train it up. Now, do I believe that the Redskins have the ability to train that boy up? Hell no. Because of the coaching staff.
Well, then.
But it's still an argument.
But it's still
a good conversation.
But Marcus, you know you can put a good quarterback on a bad team and mess him up. Right.
That's true.
Okay.
And we're known for We're known for taking players and messing them all up. I talked to Kale about that. We make them do what we want them to do instead of what they good.
Instead of doing what they need to do.
So we messed Jeff George up.
It's a guy named Trevor Lawrence that went to the Jags. Bad team. Still a great. He's a winning quarterback. Bad team though. Still a great quarterback. That was a bad
team. That's what happens when you start off as a rookie and he built himself up.
It was a bad team. They built it. They built that team around him. They put pieces in place for him. They built that team up for him. They do that for Sam Howell.
The Redskins got a way better wide receiver corps than that Jags team. What are we talking about?
If you don't have an O line to protect any quarterback, you can't allow, nothing can be exposed. You can't even show how good your wide receivers are because you don't give them no time. You don't give your quarterback. You got a statue in the pocket. You knew what he was before he came. Protect the boy.
Mm.
I've said it a million times.
Okay.
If you don't win in the trenches, if you don't win on that offensive and defensive line, you can hang it up. Completely. Come on, ladies. We don't win over the time. Come on, ladies.
Right, I wanted to have a little bit of time to say my congratulations on he didn't win the fight, you guys. Darren did not win the fight, but he put in good effort to win the fight, and we'll talk about it a little bit more on Thursday. But I just wanted to say that, you know, acknowledge that, you know, we was there. Kale's Corner was in the building. Kale and Miss T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. Kale and Miss T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. It was wonderful. These conversations are amazing. Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can log in to blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcLean and listen to the broadcast. You guys, it's been amazing. I love you guys. And we'll be right back here Thursday, 5 p.m. sharp. Kale?
If you love them, they should already know. Holler to y'all on Thursday. Get your picks together. Write your picks down. Make your picks so you can say your picks when it comes time to pick. All right? We get that out there.
And you can know what you pick.
that lube. You can fuck with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both, I don't want to choose. And I'm quick, cutting off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now speak, that means I don't fuck with you. I'm a boss, you a worker, so I make bloody move. Now she say she gon' do what or who? Let's find out and see. Cardi B, you know where I'm at, you know where I be. You in the club, just to party, I'm there, I get paid a fee. I be in and out them bands so much, I know they tired of me. Honestly, don't give a fuck about who in front of me. Drop two mixtapes in 6 months, we'll break in as hard as me. I don't bother with these, don't let these bother me. They see pictures, they say goals, I'm who they tryna be. Look, I might just chill in some babe, I might just chill with your boo, I might just feel on your babe. My feel like a lake, he wanna swim with his face. I'm like, okay, okay. I let him get what he want. He buy me Yves Saint Laurent and the new wave. When I go fast as a horse, I got the trunk in the front. I'm the hottest in the street. No, you probably heard of me. Got a bag and fix my teeth. Hope you know it ain't cheap. And I pay my mama bills. I ain't got no time to chill. Think these things be mad at me. They baby father run a bill. They low, you can fuck with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both, I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick, cutting off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now on street, that means I don't fuck with you. I'm a boss, you a worker, I make bloody move. If you a you get popped, you a goofy, you a op. Don't you come around my way, you can't hang around my block. And I just took my conscience, so I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich. I put my hand above my hip, I bet you this, he this, he this. I say, I get the money and go, this is high like a soul. My glitter is gold, so that little bitch say her roll. I just a rover, no rolls, I just came up in a rave. I need to fill up the tank, no, I need to fill up the safe. I need to let all these know, they none of the safe. I go to dinner and steak, only the real can relate. I used to live in the peace, now it's a crib with a gay. Rolly got charms, the life on the place. Hard to let these know, just in case these forgot. I just wanna check the